Last time I walked into the diet and weight loss section of my local bookstore, I couldn't believe what I saw. Hundreds of stupid diet books, each of them making the fat loss process seem more vague and confusing than the last. It made me realize why fat loss is such a miserable struggle for people, and why most real people just give up after a few weeks of trying to follow one of these programs. But it also reminded me why I'm so proud of what we do here at PN. You see, losing fat is nowhere near as difficult as most people, including many experts, make it out to be. And in the next few days, I'm going to show you how simple it really is. Because I want you to build up the confidence of knowing that not only is the fat loss process clear and simple, but that you've got what it takes to be successful. But first, let's talk about why fat loss seems so hard. One of the main problems? Too much information. If we were to stroll together through the aisles of your local bookstore or review the diet book section of Amazon.com, not only would we have a good laugh, we'd likely become a little jaded. I mean, go type diet books at Amazon and you'll find over 50,000 options. I'm not sure about you, but that's enough to make me uncomfortable. But not only that, it starts to feel like, what's the point? I'll never figure this out on my own. Which is sad, really, because fat loss doesn't need to be this complicated. Not for you and not for the thousands of clients we coach to lose fat every year. Look, I've studied this subject my whole life. I earned a PhD in the area, and Precision Nutrition is a company of people obsessed with understanding what it takes to really lose fat within the context of a real life. And we don't just research it, we actually help people, thousands of them, with more success than anyone else in the world right now. So here's the truth. When it comes to fat loss nutrition, there are only 5 important things you need to think about. Only 5. And everything else? They're just distractions. First, to lose fat, you have to gradually decrease your calories. In other words, you have to start eating less. And we'll talk about some easy strategies for making it happen over the next few days. Second, to support your muscle tissue, you have to gradually increase your protein. In other words, eat more lean meat, chicken, fish, or whatever lean vegetarian source you choose. These foods help to speed up your metabolism, help you feel full, and provide important amino acids. Third, to create the right environment for fat loss, you need to gradually decrease your carbs. In other words, eat less sugar and starches like processed grains. Eating too much of these foods can wreak havoc on your bloodstream, increasing hormones that lead to fat gain. Fourth, to make sure you're losing fat in a healthy way, you need to gradually increase your veggies. You can think of it this way. Start replacing your grains with greens. If you do this, you'll be getting more fiber, vitamins, and minerals. And fifth, to support your metabolism, you need to gradually replace your bad fats with healthy ones. By adding things like olive oil, avocados, nuts, seeds, and fish oils, you'll speed your metabolism and lose more fat than ever before. Nutritionally, that's it. Calories down, protein up, replace some carbs with veggies, and replace the bad fats with good ones. Pretty simple, right? Now I know what you're thinking. If it's really so simple, why aren't more people doing it? Well, more people are doing it, and you can see the results right here on our website. The amount of fat our clients lose using these 5 strategies is staggering. In fact, in the last 3 years, our clients have lost over 100,000 pounds of body fat doing it this way. But for the people who aren't doing it this way, let's talk about why. Most times, it's because they're not paying attention. Improving your diet isn't just about knowing what you should be eating. It's also about taking an honest look at what you are eating right now. What about you? Do you think much about what you're eating? Whether you're getting proteins, carbs, or fats? And if you do think about those things, how does your diet compare? Now, I know these are all weighty questions, so to make it easy on you, we've provided a cool resource. You'll find it on the right side of your screen next to this video. And you have one simple goal today. Print it out and read it right before you put the next piece of food in your mouth. In other words, I want you to be mindful of what you're eating the next time you sit down for a meal. That's it. Download the sheet, print it, read it the next time you eat. And think about how your calories, proteins, carbs, and fats stack up. Now, as you start to become more aware, you'll likely find that there are some aspects of your diet you want to change. And the question then becomes, how do you actually do that? In other words, how do you actually do it in your life, with your food preferences and tastes, your schedule, your hobbies, job, school, kids, spouse, whatever? And without becoming one of those weird dieting people. Well, tomorrow we'll cover that. Specifically, we'll talk about what to eat. In other words, if you really want to lose fat, what foods you should be eating. And as always, we're going to take what may seem like a complicated subject and make it as simple as possible. Because in my experience, the simpler I can make it, the more successful you'll be. See you tomorrow.